Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the Sada Energy & Minerals Limited Q4 and FY 2022 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us today on the call Mr. Neeraj Sada, DMD, Sada Metals & Alloys Limited, and Mr. P.K. Jain, Director of Finance, Sada Energy & Minerals Limited. I now hand the conference over to Mr. P.K. Jain to start the proceedings. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Bia. Good afternoon, everyone. I extend a warm welcome to all of you to the quarter four FY 2022 earnings call of Sada Energy & Minerals Limited. Our press release and investor presentation containing details of the performance has already been uploaded. Today's discussions may include forward-looking statements, which must be considered in conjunction with the risks that the industry in general and our business in particular face, and actual results may vary materially. The year gone by has been a year of consolidation for metal industry. We have achieved highest ever production of all main products except sponge iron. In beginning of the quarter, the Gare-Palma coal mine started production. Coal washery started production in mid of February 2022. This will provide hedge against volatility in prices of the coal. We have installed coal gasifier in pellet plant, which is environmentally friendly and cost-effective to meet our energy requirement of pellet plant. The war between Russia and Ukraine severely disturbed the supply chain of commodities and energy. This resulted in rise in prices. The average price realization of all products except iron ore pellets improved quarter-on-quarter. The 113 MW Sikkim hydropower project had commenced commercial operation on 30th June 2021. In view of lean season, we had taken shutdown of the hydropower plant from 20th January 2022 for improvement of deficiencies observed during operation, so that the plant is ready to operate at full capacity consistently before onset of the monsoon. Plant has been restarted with effect from 5th April 2022 and operating smoothly. We have exported about 26,000 metric tons of ferroalloys during the quarter against 15,000 metric tons in quarter four of previous year. With regard to ongoing projects, the process of approvals is going on for Shahpur West coal mine in Madhya Pradesh. The company has moved an application for increase in the mining permission of the Gare-Palma 4x7 coal mine from 1.2 million metric tons to 1.68 million metric tons under the fast-track route. Work on the ferroalloys expansion project at Vizag is progressing well, and the third furnace is expected to be operational ahead of the scheduled commissioning timeline of March 2023. We expect to get some benefit of that project during the current financial year. The construction work at 25 MW Rehar hydropower project is progressing as per schedule. We expect to complete the project before end of FY 2024-25. The company has achieved quarterly consolidated revenue of 1,058 crores during Q4 2022 against rupees 1,000 crore in Q3 FY 2022 and rupees 700 crores in quarter four FY 2021, which grew 6% quarter-on-quarter and 51% year-on-year. The company has reported EBITDA of rupees 386 crores during the quarter against 308 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 226 crores in quarter four FY 2021. The company's profit after tax stood at rupees 207 crores as against 169 crores in the previous quarter and rupees 139 crores in quarter four FY 2021. The company has reported highest ever revenue of 3,914 crores for FY 2022 against rupees 2,199 crores in FY 2021, registering a growth of 78%. The profit after tax at 807 crores registered growth of 115%. The company has reported earning per share of rupees 59 per share for the quarter and rupees 223 for the financial year. The board of directors has recommended interim dividend of rupees 7.5 per share, which has been paid on 12th May 2022. Buyback of share. In view of the improved performance and liquidity, the board of directors of the company in its meeting held on 23rd April 2022 had approved buyback of 8,11,108 equity shares at the rate of rupees 1500 per share through tender route. This will entail total outgo of rupees 150 crores including income tax on the buyback, which will be paid by the company. Draft letter of offer has been approved by SEBI last Friday. The letter of offer will be dispatched this week and offer will open next week and will remain open for tendering for 10 working days. Funds are expected to be remitted in second half of June 2022. Debt position. At the standalone level, the company is net debt-free company. As on 31st March 2022, the gross debt stood at around rupees 1400 crores. Total debt net of the cash and current investments stood at below 1000 crores and net of the loans given as a part of treasury operations, it is around rupees 600 crores. Loans repayable within next 1 year is 126 crores. Ongoing capexes including the for coal mines have been financed from the internal accrual. Madhya Bharat Power Corporation long-term external rating was upgraded from BB+ given by CARE to A- from three rating agencies including CARE. The term loan availed by Madhya Bharat Power Corporation has been refinanced by one of the existing term lenders with substantial reduction in the rate of interest. Industry performance. In financial year 22, India produced 120 million metric tons of steel, registering a growth of 18% over previous year, production of 102 million tons. China's production fell by 9% to 1,000 million tons. Global steel production recorded growth of 1.6% to 1,909 million tons. India exported 13.5 million tons of steel against 10.8 million tons, constituting 11% of the production. The domestic consumption went up from 94 million tons to 106 million tons. China's share in the global production has fallen from 58% in FY21 to 53% in FY22, whereas India's share has gone up from 5.6% to 6.4% in FY22. With regard to ferroalloys, India exported 1,84,000 tons of ferroalloys during calendar year 2021 against 684,000 in calendar year 2020. Changes in customs duty structure on steel and steel imports. In order to improve domestic availability and to contain the increasing price of steel, the central government has imposed export duty on export of iron ore, iron ore pellets and select steel products and reduce import duty on coal and coke. Excise duty on the petrol and diesel has also been reduced. Heavy export duty on iron ore and pellet will bring down the prices of main input of steel making, that is iron ore and iron ore pellet. This is expected to bring down the cost of production and selling prices of steel. To what extent it will impact exports or increase the domestic supply has to be seen in the days to come. Revival of economic activity in China post recent COVID wave will also have a bearing on the emerging demand supply scenario and price trend. Energy and logistic prices, which constitute a substantial portion of the cost of production and distribution of steel at global level, is at elevated level. As such, prices of finished steel may not go down substantially. Having our own coal mine, we are insulated to a large extent from the increase in the energy cost. The forecast of early monsoon is positive for hydropower projects of the company. This is all about the performance and the outlook. Now we leave the forum open for questions from the participants. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. First question is from the line of Yoganesh Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Yoganesh Jeswani. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. So, firstly, the announcement that has come as a brutal surprise for the entire industry. So, what was the impact of it seen today in the local market in terms of prices, if you could share? For example, what was the price of pellet or sponge and billets getting quoted in the market?
No, since the announcement had come day before yesterday night only, markets have opened today, so everyone is in wait and watch situation. So it will take some time to get the clarity on the implications, because everyone is in the wait and watch situation, what will happen, how the things will move, what will be the effect. So it will be very difficult to give any indication on today's market condition.
Okay. So, sir, overall, what is, in your sense, pricing that can be seen in terms of, for the entire value chain from pellet to sponge to billets? Is it fair to assume that pellet price fall of 20-25% and 10-15% price fall in sponge and billet is a possibility in near term?
Because since the on the iron ore and pellet, the imposition of duty is about 50% and 45% respectively. So that will definitely hamper drastically the export market. Although exports in the recent past had also gone down, but exports were there, and that will affect the prices of the iron ore and pellet. This is what we feel, but so far as steel is concerned, to what extent, one is the effect of raw material input price that will have a bearing on the steel prices, and then to what extent export affected, because the export duty is imposed on certain steel products, so exports move in this direction, and how the international market reacts on this news. All depends the how demand supply within the country is affected, because the domestic demand is also robust. The government's focus on the infrastructure spending will further boost the domestic demand also. So all will depend to what extent the demand supply metrics of the domestic market affected.
All right,
sir. So just to add to what Jayanta said, so even if this quarter you will see our presentation, the realizations for pellets have been little subdued, and it has been going down only across the quarter if you see, because the export markets were not very conducive. Despite of that, the other intermediate and end product prices or the spread has been increasing. So as of now, whether it is 100%, it is going to have an impact on those is still to be seen, but that impact was not seen in the last quarter when the export was subdued.
Right. So, what is the typical run rate of exports for, say, pellets and similar other safety guidance or something, if you could shed some light there.
No, we are not exporting pellets so far as we are concerned.
No, I meant for the overall industry level. What is the kind of volumes that were getting exported?
I think immediately, I don't have that figure.
But will it be, say, 15-20% of the overall production?
It will be guessing because I don't have the figures as such.
No worries, sir. Okay. And sir, one last question from my end. Given the announcement that has come in at a time when, you know, it's not that the industry was not reducing the prices. Like you mentioned in your comments also, I think pellet was at 15,000-16,000 and down to, I think, 10,000-11,000 of late. So the prices were coming down, but still such drastic measure is taken. So you, as in together with the industry, are you planning to, you know, reach out to the ministry and challenge this and maybe, you know, take up, you know, ask them to review it again, something on those lines that as an industry body you guys are looking into?
That will definitely happen at the industry level. Naturally, industry will put forth its views and how it will impact the overall market conditions, employment condition and growth and all those factors. So industry at its level will definitely make a representation in this respect.
Right, sir. That's it from my side, sir. But
thank you. The next question is from the line of Chetan Shah from Abacus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for an opportunity. So just two quick questions. One, wanted to understand the ferro alloy business, and correct me if I'm wrong. This particular quarter, the ferro alloy EBIT per ton, based on the segmental reporting, has reduced on a sequential basis. It is roughly about 33,200 rupees versus 41,500. So how do you see this spanning out in next year or so? How is the pricing behaving right now? If you can throw some light on that, please.
One of the reasons for a fall in the price is basically our Visakhapatnam subsidiary, which is equally contributing to the quantum and those things. So they are dependent on the imported coal. So because the fuel price had gone up, so that had affected the margins. So that was the reason for fall in the EBITDA level, what you are talking about, in the ferro alloys. And so far as the current year margins are concerned, as of now, although there have been some reduction in the prices, but margins are at reasonable level. And as we told me, one of the cost in the ferroalloys production is also again energy, coal or power, whatever you call. So partly we are insulated against that, so that should help us out to maintain our margins. But definitely demand, supply and other factors have a bearing in the future. We don't know, but we are better off.
Sir, one big picture question. In terms of this revised duty structure and all, and if we see some rationalization in the pricing of steel and all, you know, last 3 or 4 months we are keep hearing about slowdown in the pickup, say in a construction, in a infra activity by the user industry, because of the two reasons. One is the volatility in the prices, and some product prices have gone through the roof, and there was some confusion among the user industry. Do you see once this rationality comes into the play, we will see demand coming back to normal and also better than what say it was in last 4 or 5 quarters, purely because of there is a clarity in pricing and more rational outlook going forward?
One is the infrastructure spending from the government that should also go up now with the increased revenue collection on the government side. Then election, now next year government will also come the election mode, so that should also push up the infrastructure related demand of the steel. And so far as private sector is also concerned, there had been some resistance when the prices have moved up substantially, and I think from there these have already corrected 15% to 20% in the finished steel if you talk about. So still there was demand, but yes, in the real estate sector they were finding pinch of it because there are commitments they have made at a particular price on the real estate side. So with the fall in the prices, demand should definitely go up again from that sector too.
Sir, one last question from my side. Once the China slowly opens up and they also need to do, and which is a chatter in the international market in terms of some serious stimulus to bring back their economy on track due to the COVID-related issue, what India saw 4-5 quarters back, do you think that can bring the international price at more rational level and we don't see a sharp fall in the steel prices in a time to come? Is that a right understanding, or one should wait and watch for some time to see how things evolve?
Well, there are multiple dimensions to the global steel scenario. But I think China, with the opening up of the China and the demand picking up in China, I think prices should, at the global level, should remain at this level or should move up from here. With the reduced export from India also may have a bearing on the international market conditions and the opening up of China. So what we see, but in the global, there are multiple dimensions, difficult to predict, but yes, given the situation, I think international prices should move up from here.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Shah from ICICI Prudential Life. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to understand in terms of coal production, what would have been the Q4 coal production number and what are we targeting for FY23?
No, in Q4 we had a production of I think 7.8 lakh tons. And current year target, given the present permission, is 1.2 million tons for the whole year.
Okay, for FY23, you're targeting for
1.2 million tons, that is the upper limit permissible, although we have made good an application for increase in our output capacity to 1.68 million tons. Depends by when we get that permission. Otherwise, based on the present approval, we will extract 1.2 million tons during the FY23.
Sure. And just one more on pricing, if you can just help understand realization given the recent move, any, way to think about ferro prices from here on?
Pardon me, I couldn't get your point.
For ferro alloy realization, how should one think given the recent announcement? Any streamline in terms of thought you can provide, how one should look at realization from here?
No, this will not have any impact on the ferro alloy pricing.
Correct. Okay. So you will ask the got it.
Present announcement is not affecting the ferro alloy
pricing. Correct.
And a substantial portion of our production is exported. As I addressed in my initial remarks also, we have also exported about 1,000 crores of ferroalloys during the FY22. So we are also a major exporter in the country, and recent announcements does not at all have any bearing on the ferroalloys prices or ferroalloys production or sales.
Sure. So that should help us insulate. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to check that you said that in the coming year, we would see an improvement in the EBITDA margin of ferro alloys. So what will drive that? Because coal prices continue to remain at the higher levels. So what are the factors that we are probably seeing that will drive the EBITDA performance for ferro alloys in FY23?
No, I did not say ki it will move up in the current financial year. Right? I think what was the question, as compared to the previous quarter, there was a fall in the ferroalloy margins. There I stated ki it was on account of the cost of imported coal in our Visakhapatnam plant. Now, because the energy is one of the substantial component in the cost of production of ferroalloys. So far as Raipur is concerned, we have our own coal. Even for Vizag, we have started supplying part of their requirements. So, we are insulated to a large extent against the coal prices.
So how much quantity did we supply of our own coal to Vizag, and what are we targeting for FY23?
No, it was not material in the previous year. It was almost negligible because their boilers are designed on some different extent. So it will take some time to increase that volume. And
okay.
It's very difficult, but yes, part of that quantity will be gone. But it's very difficult to give any specific figure as of now.
Okay, sir. And basically, coming back to the second thing, now has been asked by the previous question. Participants also, now once the China things improve, so, and with this export tax levy, do you think there could be a supply of the 13.5 million ton diverting back to the domestic market, or company will still target the export market and don't disturb the domestic market? So what, as an industry and as a company, what are we thinking on the export structure?
So far as our company is concerned, we are not in the export market for any steel product.
Okay.
So far as industry is concerned, I think there may be part of that will be offset by maybe some other product. It's not that all the products have been covered under the export duty. There is a possibility, okay, there may be some change in the product mix of the export. And to some extent, domestic market should absorb the with the increased demand, and definitely this is what we feel.
So last question on my side is on the pellet front. In last 1.5 years, we had seen a good rally in the pellet prices. However, of late it was subdued in last 2 to 3 quarters. But now, as in a country, we had exported near about 11 odd million tons of the pellet in FY22. Now, with this value of the, with this quantum of the pellet coming back to the domestic market, can we expect near about 3,500 to 4,000 rupees per ton reduction in the pellet prices in the coming quarters, or it could be lower than that?
I don't think that much correction should happen, but it's very difficult because ultimately things will get adjusted. Pellet is substitute of the iron ore.
Right.
What is the extraction cost of the iron ore? What are the premiums payable to the government on the iron ore? And all those factors will also come into play in determining the price of iron ore pellets.
Right. So as a company, what are we factoring? What will be the average price of the iron ore and the pellet, which is to be sustainable given the current scenario?
It's not the, you cannot give any specific figure, because what happens with the change in the demand supply, there will be change in the input cost of the pellet also. So pellet also again depends on the price of the iron ore fines, and iron ore fines price again depends on the pellet price. So there is an interplay of the different factors which determine the price. It's not that any fall in the price will be a total reduction in the margin, or any increase in the price is a total increase in your margin. Because the margins gets distributed in the iron ore miners, in the pellet producers, and maybe other related input costs.
Okay.
Just to clarify a little bit more on this. For us, the pellet sales is a very small component of our total sales and also the total EBITDA. The large part also we are consuming internally, maybe 50% internally for value addition. So that is one aspect. And second, since we are buying certain iron ore from the market, so effectively even the pellet, I mean iron fine, so the pellet margin should get compensated to that extent.
So, Nila, it will be great if you can help us understand the contribution of pellet absolute numbers in terms of EBITDA, because I understand we are not the big exporter of the pellet and we only export large portion of the ferroalloy.
We are not doing much. So, if you see our presentation, market sales, we are not doing much for pellet, so maybe 4 lakh tons.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I will come back in a few. Thank you.
That number is there in the presentation, actually.
Sure.
My exact number, but it's around 4.5 lakh tons. That's all.
Sure. Thank you, Nila.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Haji, good afternoon.
Sir, I just wanted to understand, you said there would be some repairs in the hydropower projects of Sikkim. What is the nature of that and what kind of the, is there any capital cost involved in it? So if you could just elaborate on that.
No, it was basically more of an improvement related, some civil work related improvements. No material cost was involved. Whatever some deficiencies we observed during operation, so we took a shutdown and carried out those civil changes so as to get the better efficiency of the project.
So would that mean that the power generation capability can be enhanced further since you're talking about efficiency?
Yeah, as compared to the previous year, definitely some there will be some improvement in the power generation.
Okay, sir. And sir, I just want to understand now our capital allocation policy. Since now we have a punitive trade thing in the steel side, so going forward, how would we, whatever we are earning, so are we now, how do we think of our capital allocation going forward in terms of whatever the money we are getting, and will the debt reduction would now start, because in the past we have been pretty vocal about debt not being getting reduced and incremental cash is getting into new projects. So now what's our thinking?
Now, if you see in the last quarter also, there has been a reduction of about 200 crores in the debt, including one of the some prepayments in Madhya Bharat also and some prepayments in other companies also wherever it was possible. And as already conveyed, we have been funding our expansion projects from internal accruals, whether it is coal mine at Shahpur, coal mine at Garepalma, then ferroalloys project, and one hydropower project. So, so far as capital allocation is concerned, we have been distributing the capital allocation in all the three segments. In hydro also, we have invested in mining also, we have invested in ferroalloys also, we have invested. In steel, there have been some small capexes have been going on as a part of the normal capexes. Just we had taken the gasification plant, we had taken up, and ultimately coal mining is also indirectly contributing to the improved profitability in the steel sector. So, so this is how the we are. There is no one sector where we are investing. There have been small, small investments. So, if you see the annual accounts, the published accounts, you will find ki about 154 crores of one loan, which is reflected in the short-term borrowings. Because if you see short-term borrowings have been shown as increased. Actually, the one loan refinanced on 31st March was repaid on 2nd of April. So to that extent, my borrowing as well as cash and bank balance in the annual report is showing at increased level. Otherwise, that will go down by 150 crores on 2nd April itself. So that is one transaction. So, accordingly, our debt repayment is going on and it has gone up. As I told you, in recently, we have already reduced it by 200 crores. So, debt is getting reduced and with the repayment starting for Madhya Bharat power project, because major part of our borrowing is only in hydropower projects. So, with the restart of the repayment of debt loan, the, now you have seen the falling trend in the overall borrowing of the company.
Understood, sir. So how much of repayment is coming in FY23 and any idea about what kind of the net debt we are looking at in terms of ending FY23?
No, in FY23, as stated in our opening remark, repayment due is 126 crores. And to what extent we prepay or we invest in the future projects, what are the opportunities we get, it will depend on that. So this is what is the minimum debt reduction on the long-term side. And to what extent working capital loans further get reduced from, I think, whatever is there, that may also get reduced. And if we prepay something, that will be additional reduction.
Okay, sir. So what is our CapEx plans for FY23?
FY23 has already stated four projects are going on. One is the
Shahpur. Yeah, so but total on FY23, how much of the entire total CapEx, what portion we are spending basically in FY23? Because some of part of the CapEx would spill over FY24 as well, right?
Yeah.
Including hydro projects. So FY23, I just wanted to understand.
I think it will be somewhere about 250 crores.
250 crores. And sir, just one last question. In terms of coal, which we have already started receiving, what is the current savings which we are enjoying in terms of if I want to take even at the 4Q levels or the spot basis, what kind of savings we are having from our own captive coal mine?
It's very difficult to quantify separately because ultimately it gets reflected into the overall performance of the other segments. Because we have a total capacity of 1.2 million tons, and majorly that will be consumed captively. So considering coal mine as a separate segment or separate profit center may be a difficult task unless we increase our production capacity to 1.67 million tons. But
Okay.
yes,
So just
because as compared to the market prices, our cost is definitely much lower, so that indirectly helps in improved profitability of our working segments.
Understood. So sir, just to reframe it, if you could give us a ballpark percentage, which is the landed cost from own captive mine, which is cheaper buy versus the market price?
Landed cost should be somewhere in the range of maybe 2,500. Depends, because that also again depends on the market price and the index price, because a substantial part of that goes as a tax to the government, so that is linked with the market price. So that also varies from time to time.
So that I understand, that will go in hand in sync with the coal index basically. But still, if I just want to see, since we get the coal index with a couple of months delay, just if I want to just take in 4Q, what is the percentage savings versus the market price of landed coal?
As I said, our landed cost,
some idea.
Our landed cost should not exceed, I think, 2,500 rupees a ton.
Versus market price would have been?
Market depends. It varies in a long range. There has been a volatility, then also depends on the price, grade. There are multiple factors. It's very difficult to directly compare it.
Understood, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best for future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manvardhan Baid from Laurel Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for this opportunity, and congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Just wanted to understand that sort of the hydrogen front, our best two quarters will be the ones that are now going to come, Q1 and Q2. Will they be the best two quarters for the year?
Q2 is the best. Q3 is in the second best, and Q1 is third.
Okay.
The lowest season is the Q4.
Okay. And what is the capacity that we are operating on the hydrogen front right now?
Right now, as of today, we must be operating, as far as Sikkim project is concerned, must be about 70% as of today.
Okay.
But it depends on the rainfall, then on it's not for the whole month you will get the, because presently it's not the full rain period. So whenever there are rains, there is a more capacity utilization, and when there is no rain for a few days, then capacity utilization may go down some, to some extent. But yes, presently we are operating at this level.
Fair enough.
But for other two projects, it is lower than that, because northeast, the rains are a little early.
Okay. Okay. Also, sir, just wanted to understand, I mean, since last year has been so strong, Are any of our capexes getting preponed? Will we be able to complete anything earlier than what has been planned, or?
No, our capexes were not big size capexes which could affect on account of the availability of funds. So capexes are going as usual, and more of the time, say if you take the coal mine, more time is linked with the approval. And other projects are going on as per schedule, so any availability of funds will not change materially, but yes, we are trying our best to complete the project as early as possible, and as I stated in my opening remark, our ferroalloy project at Visakhapatnam, which is scheduled to be completed in March 2023, we are trying to complete reasonably before, and we could see some benefit of that project during the current financial year.
Fair enough. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Equitas India. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity. So my question is in and around ferroalloy. So last few months, we have seen significant decline in prices. And there is an understanding that in China, because they are producing less steel, there is spare capacity of ferroalloy, which is kind of depressing prices. So I just wanted to understand the current demand and supply scenario. What is the kind of order book from export, and whether this thesis is right?
There has not been material correction in, except I think presently also prices are in the range of 90,000 to 5,000, which has gone up to 120,000, 25,000. And so far as our export order position is concerned, we have very comfortable order position. I think, as usual, we have between 1 to 2 months of the order position in pipeline.
Okay, so you are saying that the prices have corrected almost by 25,000 rupees, right? So,
maybe around 10 to 15,000 rupees.
10 to 15,000. So, how do you see the outlook going ahead in terms of both demand and supply and the China situation? If you can elaborate on that, please.
Difficult to project in the volatile market scenario, but we don't find any challenge in the order book position, and there is a reasonably robust demand. Pricing is a matter of multiple factors, but it has been reasonably stable in last years.
Fair enough. Understood.
And this change will not affect the ferroalloys. Whatever changes have been announced, those don't have any bearing on the ferroalloys side.
Yeah, I understand. So, secondly, so our ferroalloy plant in Vizag, and you said in one of the question earlier that we need to change certain part of boilers before we can start using our own coal. So how much time will that take, and are we projecting it to sooner use our coal in that plant?
No, gradually we are increasing, and minor changes here and there will require. There is no material change, and it's not that we can replace that 100%. Yes, partly we will supply from captive coal mines, remaining will they will meet from their imported coal.
Okay.
But gradually, domestic coal consumption will increase.
Okay, got
more
it.
More of a stabilization and minor changes here and there. It's not some total replacement of something.
So it will basically depend on the landed cost of coal plus our coal cost plus logistic, right?
Yeah.
Got it. And out of this 7.8 lakh ton, how much we sold outside from the sales of coal?
About 2 lakh tons.
2 lakh tons, okay. And lastly, on the volume side of ferroalloy, so we did 45K this quarter. So this volume number is maintainable going ahead now?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Got it. And any timeline that you can give to this 1.68 metric ton in coal approval that is pending?
No, it's very difficult to give any timeline. We are trying to get within the current year, but when we'll get, it's very difficult to give any timeline on the government approval.
Fair enough, fair enough. That's it from my end. So thank you and best of luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Bhandari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sir, apne jo production hai, that is pellet, sponge iron, pellets, wire rod, HB wire and ferro alloys.
Yeah.
Isme apna export jo hai sir, ferro alloy ka hota hai.
Haan.
Aur kaun se item ka hai sir jo export hai? Pellet you said ki thoda bahut hota hai.
Nahi, bilkul nahi hota. Hamara keval ferro alloy ka export aur kuch bhi export nahi hota.
हाँ सर, और जैसा आपने बताया कि अभी जो ड्यूटीज वगैरह का हुआ है अपना वी आर नॉट एट ऑल अफेक्टेड.
नो, आई डिड नॉट से वी आर नॉट एट ऑल अफेक्टेड. हमने बोला
हाँ.
हमारे एक्सपोर्ट्स नहीं है, बट ड्यूटीज के कारण जो डोमेस्टिक मार्केट पे जो इफेक्ट आएगा डिमांड.
हाँ, वो होगा सर, वो तो इनडायरेक्ट हुआ. ऐसा नहीं है दूसरी स्टील को जो डायरेक्ट लगता है ना सर.
हाँ,
वो चीज अपने इसमें नहीं है. अपना पहले जैसे हो रहा था वैसे ही होगा, प्राइस
हाँ.
में फ्लक्चुएट.
हाँ, बस बाकी अपने कोई डायरेक्ट इम्पैक्ट नहीं है.
डायरेक्ट इम्पैक्ट नहीं है मतलब उसका कोई. और अपने कोई भी प्रोडक्ट पे नहीं है सर?
नहीं, अपना कोई भी अपना एक्सपोर्ट और है नहीं, फेरोलॉज का ही है एक्सपोर्ट और उसपे
हाँ,
नहीं
हाँ, है ड्यूटी. और उसमें कोई इफेक्ट नहीं है. खाली ये है कि इंटरनल मार्केट अगर मान लीजिए उसकी वजह से थोड़ा प्राइसेस कम हुआ तो अपनी भी प्राइसेस कम होगी.
हाँ, और उसमें भी पार्टली क्या होता है, फिनिश गुड्स की प्राइस कम होगी तो रॉ मेटेरियल का भी कम होगा.
हाँ हाँ, तो मोर और लेस मार्जिन वैसा ही रह जाता है.
अब देखिए, अब मार्केट कैसे बिहेव करता है, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू.
आई सेड, इसीलिए मैं बोला सर मोर और लेस परसेंटेज वो रह जाता है मोर और लेस.
ठीक बात है, बिल्कुल ठीक है.
हाँ सर, और दूसरा सर, अभी जैसे चाइना का जो मार्केट ओपन हो रहा है उसमें दो राय है. कुछ लोग बोलते हैं चाइना का मार्केट ओपन हो रहा है तो वो लोग भी एक्सपोर्ट करना शुरू करेंगे, बट मेरे पास जो इन्फॉर्मेशन है उसमें सिंस दे आर वेरी वेरी पर्टिकुलर ऑन द एनवायरमेंट, तो वहां मार्केट ओपन होगा तो उसका तो फेरोलॉय का डिमांड तो और बढ़ेगा सर.
हाँ, उनका प्रोडक्शन बढ़ेगा तो फेरोलॉय का डिमांड बढ़ेगा ही ना, बढ़ेगा.
हाँ, और वो अभी एक्सपोर्ट करता नहीं है तो एज इट इज डिमांड बढ़ेगा तो प्राइसेस भी बहुत मतलब ये रहनी चाहिए एट एलिवेटेड लेवल.
रहना तो चाहिए, पर अब इतने सारे फैक्टर्स है ना, वहां डिमांड कितनी बढ़ती है, प्रोडक्शन कितना बढ़ता है.
नहीं नहीं, वो मैं मान रहा हूँ सर, वो मैं कोई कमिटमेंट नहीं, एक आइडिया के हिसाब से. नॉर्मली अपना, हाँ सर, नॉर्मली अपना प्रोडक्शन कॉस्ट वर्सेस सेल प्राइस में कितना परसेंट रहता है सर?
क्या ये तो अभी जैसा इन्होंने बताया अपने उसने किया हुआ सेगमेंट में आप लिखेंगे मिल जाएगा आपको, सेगमेंट वाइज अपना रिपोर्टेड है ना पूरा सर, वाले सेगमेंट
हाँ,
का अलग से रिपोर्ट किया हुआ.
हाँ, लेकिन इसमें मैंने एक चीज देखा था सर. हाँ, एक चीज देखा था मैंने, स्टैंड अलोन में अपना जो फेरो अलॉयज के अंदर मार्जिन रहा प्रॉफिट, और कंसोलिडेटेड में जो रहा उसमें बहुत फर्क है सर.
हाँ, तो उसका कारण मैंने बताया ना कि हमारे इम्पोर्टेड में जो विशाखापट्टनम में हमारा जो है कंसोलिडेटेड में हमारे विशाखापट्टनम सब्सिडरी के जुड़ते हैं नंबर.
हाँ सर, हाँ सर,
वहाँ पे फेरोलॉयज की प्रोडक्शन कॉस्ट इम्पोर्टेड कोयल के कारण वहाँ पे ज्यादा आई है, बिकॉज इस
अच्छा.
समय कोयले की कॉस्ट बहुत ज्यादा है, जबकि हमारे स्टैंड अलोन में जो है कोयला पार्टली खुद का है पार्टली लिंकेज का है, तो उसके कारण हमारी कोल कॉस्ट कम रही है. तो
वो अपन अपना जो कोयला है वो अपन वाइजाग नहीं बेच सकते हैं सर, कॉस्टली पड़ता है ट्रांसपोर्टेशन.
नहीं, अभी बताया भेजना थोड़ा सा चालू किया है.
हाँ सर,
उसके टेक्निकल वो इश्यूज रहते हैं, उसमें लिमिटेशंस रहते हैं कुछ.
जी जी जी, और कोल लेकिन अभी थोड़ा सा सस्ता हुआ है सर.
कोयले में विशेष अंतर नहीं आया अभी तो, बट हाँ अभी ये जो इंपोर्ट ड्यूटी इन्होंने थोड़ी सी कम की है शायद जो 5%, ये उसका थोड़ा बहुत इम्पेक्ट आएगा.
बस उतना ही, बाकी बेसिक प्राइस में फर्क नहीं पड़ा.
नहीं नहीं, बाकी ऐसा कोई विशेष अभी तक तो, क्योंकि
अच्छा
डिमांड बहुत बढ़ी है
कोयले. जी जी जी, और सर ये जो गर्मी के मौसम में जो पावर जनरेशन कम हो जाता है और जो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट की पावर कंपनी होती है वो सप्लाई करना गड़बड़ करती है जैसे वाइजाक में किया, तो अपने को इसकी वजह से कोई डिस्ट्रप्शन रहता है क्या सर प्रोडक्शन में?
नहीं, अपने तो दोनों जगह पूरा कैप्टिव पावर प्लांट है खुद का अपना.
अच्छा, वी आर एब्सोल्युटली सेल्फ सफिशियंट.
हाँ जी, हम एब्सोल्युटली सेल्फ सफिशियंट है. विशाखापट्टनम तो अपने पास सरप्लस पावर है थोड़ा.
अच्छा 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 सर, दूसरा अपना जो इस बार का प्रॉफिट रहा ऑलमोस्ट आई वुड से कि डबल से ज्यादा हुआ सर कंसोलिडेटेड प्रॉफिट, लेकिन सर डिविडेंड जो है वो तो इंटरिम को ही फाइनल कर दिया सर, ऐसा क्यों? वी वर एक्सपेक्टिंग इवन द बोनस ऑल्सो।
तो अभी आपको बायबैक में पैसा दे दिया ना सर?
सर बायबैक तो 2.5% 2.25% हुआ सर।
हाँ नहीं वो ठीक है, बट अपन ने 150 भी किया ना।
हाँ और दूसरा सर एक रिक्वेस्ट है कि ये फ्लोट बढ़ा।
सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट यू, मे बी रिक्वेस्ट यू टू कम बैक इन क्यू फॉर फॉलो अप क्वेश्चंस। थैंक यू। अ रिमाइंडर टू पार्टिसिपेंट्स, एनीवन हु विशेस टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन मे प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन एट दिस टाइम। Next question is from the line of Marcel, an individual investor. Please.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Nowadays, like we can see, I'm calling from West Bengal, so I can see that like there's a good amount of rain coming here. So I'm sure that in East Sikkim, where we have the plant, idle plant, like must also getting this good rain now.
Yeah, we have started getting reasonable rains there.
So is it the like peak kind of rain or still lower than what is expected in the month of July? June, July.
No, not peak. It will be, I think, after 15 June only it will be peak.
Okay. And then, sir, like in the last year, in the Q2, what was the like this capacity utilization of hydro plant and currently what is the level? This Q2, how much like it like level we are targeting? Because after this efficiency improvement,
generally in the second quarter we operate generally at the 100% capacity utilization in general, except nominal some maintenance related small, but generally it operates at the full capacity.
But like this year, since you have made some efficiency improvement, like you already, that efficiency improvement already completed or yet to be completed?
No, that is completed.
So with that efficiency improvement, how much like, for example, megawatt the increase?
No, last year we were operating a little lower than the installed capacity. Now it will be operating at full capacity, and during the rainy season it goes up a little more than the installed capacity.
So whether this is Sikkim DISCOM is making regular payment or do we have some BG for this?
No, we are getting a regular payment from the DISCOM.
So there is no problem on the payment part.
And sorry, no, this is not Sikkim DISCOM. It's Chhattisgarh, just to tell you.
So, like, this power supply to whom? To West Bengal or where?
Chhattisgarh.
No. I'm talking about hydro plants in this Sikkim.
Yeah.
Okay. That power supply to Chhattisgarh.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, this regarding this coal mining, since we are fixing this from 1.2 to 1.8, and then this the Sarpur mine also. So with that, how much will be our captive consumption and how much will be available for the commercial sale?
No, our present requirement is about 8 lakhs to 9 lakh tons of the coal in Raipur, and Vishakhapatnam we are gradually increasing captive coal consumption. So Shahpur will be additional, and whatever we increase in the capacity, that should go additional.
So it will be sold to the market?
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, my last question that whatever EBITDA or like we have presented in this March quarter, will we be able to sustain this in the June quarter considering this whatever changes has come in the steel sector, or will it go down? Hello.
Sir, just allow me a moment. It seems that
sorry.
Is disconnected. Just a moment. We have the line for the speaker reconnected. Sir, you may please go ahead now.
Okay. Sorry, sir. In this March quarter, we have presented our, EBITDA of 294 crore. So, considering the changes in the steel sector, will we be able to maintain the same kind of margin in the June quarter, or will it be down? Will it be less?
You see, we have multiple divisions. One is steel, another is ferroalloys, third is hydropower project, and definitely fourth will be. So we have a diversified portfolio, but there have been changes in the market scenario. So how does it behave? It's very difficult, and we don't give any forecast on our projections, but we have given you the overall picture of the scenario, how the things are there in the ferroalloys, how the things are there in the steel, and how it affects us or not. But
okay, fine. Just like this, project cost for hydro sticky plant. What was the final project cost when we commissioned it? Like whether it got escalated, then the budget cost, or was it completed within the budget cost?
No, that has already been completed. The total cost was about 1600 crores.
Okay, so it was above the budget or it was within the budget?
No, in the hydropower project, there are overruns. It was above the budget.
Overrun, okay. So, sir, like you already mentioned that we started prepaying the loan. So, how much loan we have prepared for this one? And what is the total loan taken for this subsidiary?
Total was, I think, somewhere about 950 crores. And,
and how much you have prepaid? How much you repaid till March 23? So, it was March 22?
I think, except the regular payment, we have prepaid about 85 crores of the loan in that company.
Very good. And we have...
I'm sorry to interrupt. May we request you to come back in queue for follow-up questions? Thank you. We will take the last question from the line of Ayush Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, I want to know our sponge iron volume drops. So, are we maintain annual maintenance plant or any other issue?
No, basically earlier we were using the imported coal.
Yes.
That used better efficiency in the plant. Now we are using our captive coal, which is of a little inferior quality.
Yes.
So with the use of the captive coal, the capacity utilization of the power plant goes down, and to the extent we use the captive coal, but it makes economic sense to use the captive coal in spite of the fall in the volumes. It gives a better profitability. Therefore, we are using more of the captive coal, and it may have some bearing on the production volumes of sponge iron.
So, sir, in Q1, are our volume also dropped in sponge iron?
Pardon, I couldn't get. Can you repeat your question, please?
Sir, in Q1, are our value, sponge iron volume are also down?
May remain down as compared to the previous year's Q1, because as I told, we are using captive coal, and that may have some bearing on the production volume of the sponge iron.
Okay, sir. Sir, my last question is, are we have any new plan to increase our sponge iron plant capacity because margin are slightly...
As of now, we don't have any concretized or frozen plant with regard to the expansion on the steel side.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. P.K. Jain for closing comments.
Yeah. On behalf of Sada Energy and Minerals, I... thanks all the investors and participants who have joined and participated. I hope we have been able to address your queries. If any doubt remains, you can always reach to our PR team or our team at Mumbai. Their details are given in our presentation uploaded on the website of the stock exchanges. Thank you. Thank you all once again.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sada Energy and Minerals Limited, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us.